Well, what snow there was has now melted on the Siskiyou Pass, the stretch of I-80 that leads from California into southern Oregon. So as the last memories of winter cross through spring on their way to being totally forgotten in the summer, people are actually starting to travel again, making the scenic 6-hour drive up to the tiny town of Ashland, where the Oregon Shakespeare Festival has actually been up and running since February. And yes, that was one sentence. Spring brings out the poet in us, and Shakespeare makes us want to make long, winding speeches about pretty much everything, including and especially Shakespeare festivals. Soon, in Ashland, the two indoor theaters facing the beautiful brick courtyard will be joined by another theater, which has been slumbering darkly for months, asleep this long recent winter, but ready when the large outdoor Elizabethan theater opens its doors in June to do its Shakespeare thing. At any time during the average festival in Ashland, there are several shows to choose from for visiting theater connoisseurs, from the various Shakespearean offerings to modern classics, beloved musicals, and brand new stuff created just for the audiences in Ashland. Over the next few weeks, I'll be telling you about the shows already running in Ashland, and when the Lizzie opens in June, I'll tell you about those new shows as well. If you've never visited the festival, I encourage you to look into it. Shows will be running through late October, and as one of the largest and best ongoing repertory theaters in the world, the OSF company is always well worth the trip. In the Angus Bomer Theater, named after the guy who founded the festival in 1935, 4 shows are currently running, including new spins on 2 very familiar stories about the battle between the sexes. Taming of the Shrew, one of the trickier Shakespeare shows to present to modern audiences, is given the beach boardwalk treatment by director David Ivers, with a rockabilly soundtrack that makes the show and its love and war attitude not only palatable, but actually kind of sweet and infectious. Kate is the wild child outsider of her family, which owns a great deal of the beachfront boardwalk of Padua, with a roller coaster and Ferris wheel hovering over the impressive set. When Petruchio arrives, the tattooed guitar-strumming charmer from out of town quickly falls for Kate, in whom he recognizes a kindred soul, an outcast marching to her own drummer much like himself. When her father agrees to marry her off to Petruchio, she rebels, vowing to make Petruchio's life a living hell, until Petruchio, played with a lot more heart and sweetness than usual, decides to tame her using the only means he can think of, which is basically to act crazier and more outrageous than she is. The less acceptable parts of Shakespeare's story, where Petruchio keeps Kate hungry, sleep-deprived, and off-balance, saying it's all because he loves her too much to allow her to eat food that isn't as perfect as she, it actually works here, because for once the show is played as a romantic comedy, with a Petruchio and a Kate we really want to end up together and happy. Nell Geislinger as Kate and Ted Deasy as Petruchio have amazing chemistry together, and watching them fall in love in fits and starts is like a special effect unto itself, with the road to romance entertainingly rocky right up to the final rock and roll-fueled climax. Improbably, OSF has paired the best Taming of the Shrew I've ever seen with the only production of My Fair Lady that I haven't squirmed through, but I'll tell you about that one next time. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.